I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by myself. But now I know I just can't take it anymore. With an humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. This is our last segment. It has gone by way too fast. We talked about mixed religions based on my column, A Jew in Church. You can still get in if you'd like to call, but not too much time left. You can call at 805-564-1290 or tweet me at Bruce Allen or email at bruce@bruceallen.com. I want to thank you for joining us today, and we had some great guests. We had Wayne Levine, as we always do, for the men's room. We had Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and we had the wonderful Julie Spira for single parent dating. We will be doing a special show, she and I. In fact, we're going to record it later. Will be a dating special show covering all the aspects of dating online, and it's gotten, like so many things, much more complicated, but it's also much more accepted. Again, our show today was about mixing religions, and it is complicated. And my advice to anyone getting married is really mirrors what Pastor Drew said, which is you got to talk. You got to talk to each other. You got to be clear on what you want. I think that's kind of the general advice and tone of this show, which is communication in general. Julie hit that very hard, that you need to be clear on what you are looking for, what you want in a mate. And so if religion is an important factor, you need to be clear about that. My wife, for instance, was very concerned in a funny way about marrying or being with someone, in her case, that was going to be marriage or not. And she was clear about that from the beginning. But she is an avid skier. And she made it very clear in her profile that she wanted to be with someone that skied, and ideally skied well enough to ski with her. So that's obviously a secular hobby, but if you are an observant Jew, Christian, Muslim, or whatever, and you like to go to temple, and you like to go to church, you like to go to the mosque, you like to go to whatever it is, the Buddhist temple, you need to be clear. And not just think that they'll come because they love you. You want them to embrace that if that is an important part of it. As I said, I did change along the way. I finally embraced Christmas and found that it was a holiday I could enjoy and celebrate with my wife's family specifically, and ultimately even in our own home. So we do celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, something I thought would never happen. But given that my boys had already been inculcated into their Judaism, I felt that it was fine, and the world at large, of course, is majority Christian in the United States, so it would be foolish of me to deny them that exposure, especially since their stepmom cared so much about it. That was what I learned and why I wrote the column. I have a Facebook page. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We have members from all over the world, and I really would love you to join and like the page, as they call it now. A lot of discussions going on, and I post my articles, columns, and all sorts of things. I have been extremely pleased and happy with the relationship we've developed with the Africa Zebras, the school, the girls in the school in Agana Swedru, Ghana. It sounds Agana and Agana and Ghana sound the same. I realize that I thought I was making a mistake, but that's it. It's AGONASWEDRU. If you want to put together a package, you would send it to Frank Benin, Post Office Box 719, Agana Swedru, Ghana. That's AGONASWEDRU, Ghana. Again, a thank you to Dr. Wright and his crew for sending that wonderful box of goodies. He's possibly going to donate some laptops as well. I cannot thank him enough. I want to thank all my sponsors and new sponsors for this show. If you want to be a sponsor, we're actually running out of room, but I hope you would consider joining our show. We're looking for an insurance company and a law firm. And if you'd like, you could be part of Family Insurance Matters and or Family Legal Matters and join me on my show for the first segment and discuss them as they relate to families and certainly at the same time promote yourself and your firm. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call. Again, email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Join the A Dad's Point of View page and tweet at Bruce Allen. I want to thank my support team, first the irreplaceable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who actually does what he says he's going to do. Isn't that amazing? And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, who puts up with me and my thousands of emails. He's our station manager. And last but most certainly not least, Dylan Haley, who handles the video feed and tries to make me look as good as he can. That's why he puts up a lot of slugs that covers up the screen. And of course, the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity. I want to thank you again for joining the Bruce Allen Show. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.